Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now, Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Eric, how you doing, man?
Oh, I am doing fantastic. How about you?
I am doing extremely well. Hey, I wanted to ask you, we talked about keys to this game. There's so many different things because there's some unknowns, whether or not Michael Thomas is going to be there. And then you've got, obviously, Devontae Adams, Kenny Clark. There's some question marks there as well. So you tell me, what do you think some of the keys to the game are? Because I don't think you can just say stop Kamara, because you're not going to stop him. You're just kind of hoping to slow him down in one facet or the other.
Well, the first thing is you want to try to make him one-dimensional as possible. So you stop Kamara. I think it's more about being good on first and second down. Well, no matter what it is, for the Packers to be successful on defense, they got to be second and long, third and long. So the key is going to be on first down, stop them. I don't care if they run. I don't care if they throw. On first down, you got to slow them down so that we get into the situations in second and long, third and long. The ball is going to be coming out of the quarterback's hand, and that's what you want to do.
The first couple of drives have not been successful defensively for the Green Bay Packers. What do you see as the problem? I mean, we can talk about, well, they make adjustments later on in the ballgame, and that's great. But coming out of the chute has been rather easy for opponents to run up and down the field on the Packers. What have you seen?
Well, I think they're just kind of, coming out of the chute, they're kind of poking holes in the armor, finding out what's going to work, what's not going to work. Against the Lions, they had some bad luck, and, they had some drop passes early. So that'll change things a little bit if they can get that bugaboo fixed apart. But I really like the way, whether they score or not on the first drive or two doesn't have any bearing on my opinion on how their offense is functioning, because you see it functioning as the game progresses and they're able to scheme guys open rather than to rely on their physical ability when we're talking in the passing game. And the running game, that offensive line, I'm telling you, is playing really good. And that was one of the areas I had some concerns with coming into this season, was how is it going to go down without Brian Bulaga? And at this point, I would say it's early. We're 2 weeks in. I would say they haven't missed a beat.
The loss of Bulaga, where you said they haven't missed a beat, do you then get the sense that they would not re-sign Bakhtiari because they just can find linemen?
No, I don't agree with that one. I think Bakhtiari, he's got a far less injury record. There were some things in Bulaga's game that was, you could start seeing down the road that it's probably not going to be too long for him. And primarily, Bakhtiari's been healthy, and it looks like he's going to be healthy, at the start of here. So I think Bakhtiari is one you keep at this point. I think you got to give him that third contract.
Yeah, well, then you talk about Aaron Jones. Is that guy that's going to get the second contract his big contract, or do they let him walk?
I think those two guys are – the Packers will figure out ways to get those two guys in the fold. Now, some of the other casualties are going to – there's probably going to be a casualty at the center position. So there's going to be a couple spots there that it's going to be tight, but I think those two fellas are definitely going to be on the team next year. That would make sense.
Getting into the defensive side of the football, and we talked about stopping Kamara, but Taysom Hill becomes a guy that they've used as a weapon, as kind of a gadget guy at times. He can throw the ball. He's been a receiver. He's been a guy that's done a wildcat. A lot of misdirection there when they usually use him. How detrimental do you think, in particular, they're not going to use it all the time, but how detrimental do you think he can be as a weapon for Drew Brees this coming weekend against the Packers?
Oh, that guy's a pain in the neck, isn't he? You know, what is he going to do? Is he going to run it? Is he going to throw it to him? Or is he going to throw it? You know, he causes some issues. You know, and I would expect, okay, he's coming from Green Bay, and people say, oh, you're coming up the game plan. None of that matters. I bet you there's going to be a fair amount of in the game plan for him this week, and it's going to be fun to see it. But man, what a pain in the neck! I don't know what you do. I guess if it were my druthers on defense, the way he lines up, lay him down on the ground. You know, let's go get physical with him and see how much he really wants to hang on to that football when he's getting tackled by eight guys. So that would be the first thing that I think you'd want to do, is just be real fit, play with him, play him very, very physical, and see how he reacts.
Going back to the weaponry, by the way, we're talking with Eric Baranchuk of the Green Bay Press Gazette. So Davante Adams goes down. I'm not going to say who steps up, but what I'm saying is how much does that limit the offense? Because while on one hand I say, well, look, they're just going to continue to spread it around. On the other hand, if you don't have to double Davante, that changes the way you're going to play defensively, doesn't it?
Well, it changes the way you're going to rush the quarterback.
Yep.
You know, because everybody thinks, it's not the coverage. It's that you don't have to waste two guys on him so you can send another guy at the quarterback. That's where the hiccup is. So what they need to do is do what they did last week, and it's been working formation-wise for them, but teams are going to start to get smart and not fall for it. So when they come out in 21 personnel, so two running backs and a tight end, you know, you saw that last week, and it was empty backfield. They ran ball their receivers out there. But when you're a defensive coordinator, you see two backs and a tight end on the field, you're thinking, okay, they're going to line up traditionally I formation and pound the ball. Well, if the Saints see that formation and they come out and dime, well, then the Packers can just line up in I formation and pound the ball. So that's going to be some cat and mouse game that's going to happen in my estimation. But I think you saw what they did without Davante last week is, all right, we're just going to incorporate our running backs and we're going to throw the ball all over the place. Those are our best offensive weapons at this point. That's what we're going to do until some of the receivers kind of shake themselves loose a little bit. But I think early on we'll get a good sense of what's going to happen, if they're going to continue to go into 11 personnel, if they're going to throw the ball downfield to the receivers, or if they're going to whiz-bang it up with running backs. And either way, so far it's been successful.
Do you have any sense as to how good A.J. Dillon can be? Everything you look at, I read when he's played, you read his stats or you read his grades, Pro Football Focus, really, really high on him. Okay, but it's been very, very limited. So my question is, are they seeing something because I get a sense they're just grading the plays. This is what it is. Don't read too much into it. He's just good on the plays that he's been in there. But has he been that kind of a standout to where you go, you know what, I can see what this guy's going to be in the future?
Not yet, no. But you saw, so he likes to run downhill. I don't like his body lean. I'd like to see him lean a little bit more. I'd like to see him run behind his pads a little more. And I thought, you know, he was kind of nimble, but he showed some explosive. He's not going to get it. You know, he's not going to take a toss sweep around the corner. His value is A, B gap, maybe inside C gap, one cut, go pound the ball up front. I mean, that to me, it looks like he – that's where his strengths are. That's where he's going to be a weapon, especially if this offensive line continues to run block like they have been. That could be dangerous because now you've got a linebacker or safety that's going to go tackle on them. That's where the trouble starts.
Good stuff as always, my friend, and we will talk again on Monday and break it all down, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Enjoy your weekend. Sounds like weather's going to cooperate, so be good.
I think it's going to be one of our last weekends. Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Think it's going to be
one
of our last weekends of niceness. Remember last year at Halloween, we had 6 inches of snow on the ground? It's getting colder this coming week. So, yeah, get out and enjoy this weekend if you possibly can, especially if you're going to do anything outdoors, motorcycle ride or anything like that, or even if you're going to do your yard work, you know. Might want to get that in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.